This is Akrama Sutya of dictating patient's name is Janice Field, F-I-E-L-D, Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, date of birth is 8-10-1929, date of service,
8-20-2024.
Miss Field is a very pleasant 95-year-old female who was brought to the emergency room because of weakness, left facial deviation. She was seen in the emergency room. CT scan of the head was negative. MRI was done. We did show basal ganglia infarct. She denied any complaints of chest pain, shortness of breath, no headaches, denied any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no blurring of vision. CT angio of the head and neck without and with contrast was done. Showed moderate atherosclerotic plaque in the left carotid bulge with approximately 50% dystenosis of the left internal carotid artery. Also, there was 50% flow-limiting stenosis in the right carotid bulb. Also, there was moderate to large focus of atherosclerotic plaque in the proximal left subclavian artery. 55-65% stenosis. No definitive intracranial aneurysm was seen. No evidence of large vessel occlusion. Patient was admitted to the hospital. PTOT were consulted. She was started on aspirin as well as Plavix. Also, Lipitor was initiated. Neurology was consulted. She was monitored on the telemetry monitoring. Her neurology also was recommendations was to continue on aspirin as well as Plavix for 21 days, subsequently followed by aspirin. Continue with the PTOT. Echocardiogram was ordered. Patient was subsequently doing better. Patient was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she said that she's feeling well. She denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any nausea or vomiting, denies any abdominal pain, denies any weakness. Overall, was feeling better. No other complaints. Spasmodic history has been significant for congestive heart failure, history of macular degeneration, as well as history of melanoma. Past surgical history has been significant for knee surgery and back surgery. Social history, smoking, none, alcohol, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in the EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, there any heaviness or pressure sensation, or history of MI or coronary artery disease. Yeah, she does have history of congestive heart failure. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Okay. gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, genetic nausea, no vomiting, genetic diarrhea, no extrapeptical leaking, genitourinary, no complaints, neurological. She does has history of weakness of the left side. No, also left facial gaze and deviation. Recent basal ganglia infarct seen on MRI. Musculoskeletal, she denies any complaints of muscle pain, denies any, and she does complaints of joint pain, history of knee as well as back surgery. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. ENT examination was normal, pupils were equal, round and reactive to light, axonal movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological examination was grossly intact, no focal deficit, normal speech. Impression number one. Impression number one, CVA. Next, hypertension. Next, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Next, COPD. Next, DJD. Transplant patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult with an occupational therapy. Continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period.